Baptism. The pontiff returns to the font, and the catechumens are called in turns. They come one by one, led by their sponsors. The bishop stands upon a platform that reaches over the font. The catechumen takes off all garments as far as the waist, descends the steps, and goes into the water, within reach of the bishop's hand. The bishop then asks the catechumen, "Dost thou believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth?" The catechumen answers, "I do believe." "Dost thou believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born and suffered for us?" "I do believe." "Dost thou believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting?" "I do believe." And having thus received the confession of the catechumen's faith, the bishop asks him or her, "Wilt thou be baptized?" "I will," answers the catechumen. Then the bishop places his hand upon the catechumen's head and thrice immerges him, or her, under the water, saying, "I baptize thee in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost." Thrice, then, has the catechumen entirely disappeared under the water. It has closed over and shrouded him. We have the explanation of this given us by the great apostle. The water of baptism is the tomb in which we are buried together with Christ, and together with him we rise again to life. The death we had suffered was the death of sin. The life we are henceforth to live is the life of grace. Footnote, Romans chapter 6, verse 4. Thus is the mystery of Jesus' resurrection repeated, with all its fullness, in them that are baptized. But before the baptized comes from the font, a sacred rite is performed over him, which completes his resemblance with Christ. While Jesus was yet standing in the waters of the Jordan, the Holy Ghost descended upon him in the form of a dove. And before the neophytes come forth from the font, a priest anoints his head with the chrism, which is a gift received from the Holy Spirit. This anointing expresses the kingly and priestly character that resides in the Christian. For by his union with Jesus Christ, his head, he partakes in some degree of the royalty and the priesthood of this divine mediator. Thus loaded with honors by the divine word and the Holy Ghost, and adopted by the eternal Father, who sees in him a member of his own Son, the neophyte comes up from the font by the steps of the side opposite to that by which he descended. Beautiful in grace, and spotless as the flocks of which the Canticle speaks such praises. Footnote, Canticle of Canticles, chapter 4, verse 2. The sponsor is ready to receive him from the font. He stretches out his hand to help him to mount the steps, and covers his shoulders with a cloth. Thus goes on the divine work of the holy font. Each baptism is a resurrection from sin to justification. But the pontiff has to administer to the neophytes another sacrament, which is to confirm them by the gift of the Holy Ghost, and which he alone can confer. Were he to wait till all are baptized, Easter Day would dawn upon them before the whole of tonight's service is over. He therefore baptizes a few himself, men, women, and children, and leaves his priests to administer baptism to all the rest. In the baptistry, there is a part which is called the chrismarium, because the sacrament of chrism, or confirmation, is given there. Thither the pontiff now repairs, and sits upon the throne prepared for him. He resumes the vestments he had laid aside when descending to the font, and immediately they bring to him the neophytes he has baptized, and after them, those baptized by the priests. He gives to each a white robe, which they must wear till the following Saturday. And as he gives it, he says, "Receive this white garment, which is holy and unspotted, and see thou carry it before the judgment seat of our Lord Jesus Christ, that thou mayest have eternal life." As soon as the Neophytes have received it, they retire to the pavilions prepared in the baptistry. There they change their wet clothes for others, and, aided by their sponsors, they vest themselves with the white robes. They then repair to the chrismarium, where they are to receive the sacrament of confirmation.